Bearcats Grill for with John Coffey for the Bearcat Coaches Show.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Gorder, and over to our left here is Karen Lawrence, our sideline reporter for Bearcat football. And she's going around here at Carson Sports Grill and handing out some slips of paper for people who can be winners a little bit later on during our show this evening with some of the prizes that we have to hand out tonight. Matt Gorder, another good week of sports on the Northwest Missouri State campus.
Yeah, and we've seen a lot more really away from campus, but starting to get more home events coming up. We've had home cross country, home football this coming weekend. Soccer will finally get a chance to play out there at Bearcat Pitch, so we'll get more and more opportunities to see teams at home here in coming weeks.
And we'll be talking more soccer as this evening goes along, but they're off to a good start.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they've had to travel north a few times, four times to be exact, and we'll get a preview kind of the MIAA, even though they've got two opponents from the MIAA, but not MIAA matches coming up this weekend. But they definitely have made some strides at the start of the year, played some good competition. It'll be interesting to see with the MIAA schedule fast approaching how things go there.
And volleyball off to another good start.
Absolutely. You know, a split last weekend, but a 6-2 start so far overall this year. They won their first five matches before they lost their first one. So it's been a tremendous start, one that they haven't seen in a decade and a half, really. And so hopefully that continues to carry on as well.
And they've been on the road in quite a few far distance away as well, but they get to play a little bit closer to home this weekend.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. With the opening trip to Ohio and then up north to Minnesota, they may have the most windshield time of anybody so far. But yeah, they'll pack a lot of home matches coming up here over the next couple of weeks, and that'll be a good opportunity for Bearcat fans to see what has been a good volleyball team so far.
And Bearcat football last Thursday night, their home opener, another good win as they defeated Missouri Southern, and had to finish that one out in the rain a little bit, but when you consider the way the rest of the conference schools and what they had to go through last Thursday weather-wise, not that bad at all last Thursday.
Yeah, there were four games in the conference last Thursday, and three of the four games didn't finish on time. Two of them were suspended and carried over to one of them to the next day, the one 2 days later, which includes this weekend's opponent, Central Missouri. And then you look at the Hayes game that weekend, it started 2 hours late because of weather. So, yeah, it's frustrating to see the team have to play in some rain, but they got the best of the deal for sure that night.
And, again, a good win for Northwest over Missouri Southern. We'll talk more with Adam Dorrell. He'll be joining us live here at Carson's a little bit later on during our program. But the thing I really like about this team is just the enthusiasm we're seeing out there on the field with a group of guys finally getting their chance to play.
Yeah, and I think you have a lot of competition for playing time, and that really helps boost enthusiasm as well. No matter what the sport is, when you've got guys that know that they have to perform, they have to play hard, not just in games, but each and every day in practice. That really facilitates for a higher energy level in game, and that makes it more fun for the fans, and I think that's what we're seeing right now.
And again, they will play Saturday afternoon, Central Missouri down in Warrensburg. We'll have that broadcast along at the Bearcat Radio Network as well as KXCV KRNW. 12:30 is Bearcat game day, and then it's a 1:30 kickoff from Warrensburg, and it seems like it's always an exciting game when those two schools get together.
Yeah, we were just talking here a little bit ago about one of the trips down to Warrensburg, that last-second field goal that was a winner by Todd Adolph. That was one of the great memories, but there's been some close games down there, wins or losses. You just know it's going to be an exciting game. It's going to be a huge crowd with both green and red in the stands. It should be fun on Saturday.
Again, a reminder that KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show is underwritten by the Student Bodies, Green Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square and open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 660-582-2699. And as always, our thanks to Carson, Renee, and all the waitstaff here at Carson's for the work they do each and every Thursday evening on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Also, if you have any questions for our guest tonight, pick up a question card from Karen over to our left, write out the question, and we'll pass along to our guest as well this evening. And our thanks as well to Northwest Assistant Athletic Director for Media Relations, Marshall Fay, for all he does to help with our show every Thursday evening. And it's nice to be back on Thursday nights here at Carson's.
Yeah, it feels right. Food still tastes the same, even though we had to do a couple of Wednesdays, but it is nice to be back into a routine.
And we'll be here on Thursdays throughout the rest of our schedule. Again, the first couple weeks on Wednesdays due to Bearcat football on Thursday nights. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to soccer as we will talk soccer with the members of the Northwest soccer team, as well as Tracy Hose will be joining us during our program as well. That's all coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni are Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, back on Thursday evenings for the rest of the season. And before we talk with a couple players from the Northwest women's soccer team, we've got a gift to hand out here. Winner from our prizes this evening as Frank Grispino is a winner here this evening. Frank in attendance, and Frank Grispino is the recipient of a gift card from Student Body. So... And Frank, just come over and talk to Karen over to right there in front of you, and she'll take care of you. All right. So, again, an opportunity to come out to Carson Sports Grill and pick up some prizes as well as hear about Bearcat Sports. And with us tonight for our soccer, we are talking now with Sarah Warsfold along with Anna Holden, a couple members of the Northwest Missouri State soccer team. And girls, thanks a lot for being with us here.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, thank you.
And first of all, Sarah, let's just talk a little bit about your season right now, and just tell us a little bit about how things have gone for you.
Personally, not too bad. I came in with a little bit of a bum ankle, and kind of my quads been bugging me, but overall, I'm just trying to work hard and get the team motivated and just be the best senior captain I can be, or senior member.
And what's it mean to be in this program for 4 years? It's a senior year coming up, and some of the things that you want to bring to the fold here this year?
My goal is just to always be on. When I'm at practice, I want to give 110% just as I would in a game, because I want the same thing from my players, starting at from the freshmen all the way up to the seniors. And I think everyone knows, like, that's what's expected. And my goal is just to give 110% always.
And Anna, just talk about how things have gone for you so far.
Things have been pretty good. I like to see how hard the team is working and how we've been able to finish the games. I've just been very impressed with how fit the team is.
And right now, a record of 1-1-2 on the season, off to a pretty good start. Just kind of talk about some of the things that's led to the good start that you've had so far.
Part of what has led to the good start is our preseason and all the work we put in there. We had a bunch of three-a-days where we practiced three times a day, And I think those really paid off, especially in the three overtimes that we've had so far.
And we talked about 3 days. I think one of the nice things about it this year, the heat wasn't too bad during your camp leading up to it, where some years it could have been a little rougher than that.
Oh, yeah, that was very, very nice this year.
And Sarah, just talk from your standpoint, with the team off to a pretty good start right now. What are some of the keys that you've seen?
Fitness has definitely been a thing. Like Anna said, the 3 days were brutal, but definitely I've shown, you know, they've worked. We've been in overtime for three games, and we've been able to hold our own all the way to the end and not give up those last-minute goals because our fitness has been on point, and, you know, it's really important. And now our goal is just to be able to finish and come out with those wins.
No, last year it seemed like the injury bug really hit the team pretty hard a year ago. And, again, a lot of those injuries can't be prevented, just the kind of the breaks of the game. But, I mean, both of you talked about fitness this year. You think that's going to help a little bit with some of the injuries you guys have had in the past?
I definitely think so. We just need to remember that while you do need to train hard, you also need to recover properly, which involves like stretching, eating, sleeping, all those things are that all athletes need to worry about. So when we come in fit, we're ready to go, we don't need to worry about putting in that extra time during the season. We can focus on training and really just doing our best.
And what were some things you tried to do in the off season to ensure that you were going to come in as fit as you could this year?
We had workouts from our strength and conditioning coach and from our head soccer coach that we could do, and coach sent multiple texts out throughout the season to the team just encouraging us to keep working and keep getting fit for each other and for Northwest.
And let's just talk a little bit individually about reasons that you came to Northwest Missouri State, first of all, and just talk about some things that interested you in Northwest.
When I first looked into Northwest, I wasn't interested in coming here because at the time I wanted to do athletic training and we don't have that major here. But I came up for a tryout and I met coach and I met the team and I liked the family atmosphere. So after my tryout I came up for my actual visit and fell in love with the campus, and I actually had two more visits with other colleges scheduled after Northwest, but I canceled them because I knew I was coming here.
What were some of the things that really stood out to you about the campus?
Just how beautiful it was. When I came up, it was in December, I think, and it was very cold, but even then, it was just so clean and so nice, and it was just different from other campuses I've been on.
Now, you talked about coming in and wanting to perhaps be sports therapist, things or in athletic training and things like that, but if I understand right, kind of sports psychology is something that you're interested in.
Yes, I'm very interested in sports psychology and neuropsychology. So right now I'm majoring in psychology with a minor in sports psychology and taking some biopsychology classes.
Now, some of those classes help you a little bit as far as competition and things right now?
Yeah, it does, and it helps me to help my teammates too if they're having some kind of issue, whether it's with coach or with any of our training staff or even personal issues with their playing. It helps me to like help them overcome those.
Sarah, talk a little bit about what brought you to Northwest.
First of all, I had a sister who came here and she loved it, so that made me very excited to see what Northwest was about. And when I found out more about their education program, I was very impressed, and I'm an elementary education major, so obviously that was a key point for me. And knowing that I could play soccer, it was just awesome. I very much so enjoy like the family feel. I like how it's small, yet there's still a lot going on, and sports are a big priority here, and there's a lot of different ways that I could get involved outside of that as well.
And what are some things outside of sports that you're involved with?
Last year I was a senior senator for the Student Senate, so that was really awesome to see just all the different things that the Student Senate does for students that you don't even realize. And being a voting member was awesome because I initially was an associate member. I have also been a part of the MSTA, which is like a student organization for teachers. You know, just kind of wherever I can find something to do. There's Random Acts of Kindness organization that I've been a part of off and on, so.
And as far as perhaps interests as well, hobbies, different types of things, what are some things that people might not know about you?
I love to bake. That's like my big thing. if I could have another major, I'd probably be a banker. My teammates benefit from it often, let's just say that.
I was going to ask, I bet you're popular with the teammates because of that.
Yes, probably the teammates, coach, not so much. He's like, really, Sarah? We got a game. Let's go.
All right, and Anna, just talk a little bit about some of the interests that you have outside of maybe the academic area and some things you're involved with here at Northwest.
In Northwest, I don't really have anything else that I'm involved in. This year, I plan on getting involved in some of the psychology groups, like the research groups, that go to different conferences and present their research. So I'm going to get involved with some of those along with one of my other teammates, Elizabeth Lee. We're both going to do that. And I also have a lot of interest in music, especially piano.
And what are some things people might not know about you that you'd like to maybe let people know here tonight?
Well, a lot of people don't know that I can play the piano and that I have a musical ability. I'm mainly focused on soccer, and that's what I put all my work into, is workouts for soccer, training for soccer. So most people don't really know that I have musical ability, but it's a big part of my life.
I would guess being a soccer athlete kind of keeps the hands where you can still play the piano a lot.
Yes.
All right, as far as the season, you've been on the road quite a bit to start the year, but finally getting a chance to get a little bit closer to home here with the matchups this weekend with Missouri Western. And just kind of talk about the big matchup you got here with Missouri Western and what it means to you.
This will be a big tell-all game. Us in Missouri Western, we've had similar starts to the season, and I think they're thinking that we're going to come in and we're going to be down, and they're going to try to kick us while we're down, but we're coming in motivated from the loss that we just had. We took it as a learning experience, and we're focused and ready to go for tomorrow. And I think coming out with a win tomorrow will definitely set the tone for the rest of the season.
And Sarah, again, you talked about being a senior, and how much of importance are you placing on letting the younger players know about Missouri Western and what this matchup means as a team?
Huge deal. Coming in, I knew instantly, you know, Mo West, they're our rivals. You know, you don't play weak to them at ever, and so we're going to come out strong against Mo West and the freshmen. We've already been talking all week. They know. Big game coming up. It'll be a bloodbath.
All right. Well, again, I want to thank both of you for being with us on the program here tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've been talking with Anna Holden along with Sarah Walsfold, and when we come back, we'll continue to talk soccer as Matt will be back, and he'll talk with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State soccer team and Tracy Hosa. That's coming up as the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show continues after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, and other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or online at MarylevilleGlassAndLock.com. Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the KXCB KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We've got more to give away before we continue to talk Northwest women's soccer. And this latest prize from the student body going to Zoanne Severson. Zoanne, you are a winner. We've got a prize for you over here just to the left. Karen's got it, so stop on by. We've got prizes each and every week out here at the Bearcat Coaches Corner here at Carson. So as I mentioned, we're going to continue talking Northwest women's soccer as Tracy Hosa, the head coach of the women's soccer team, joins us. Coach, you guys have spent some time traveling north to get the season started. And what are just kind of some of your general thoughts on what you've seen so far from the team?
One of the biggest things that we've seen in over preseason and on the road is the camaraderie with this group, the sense of family, which we've gotten more so this year than we have in a couple of years. And that just stands through every day in practice as well.
It seems like the talk about family and that feel is department-wide. Do you kind of feel that? Does that carry over from team to team and within a team, the family feel?
Well, absolutely. We learn from people around us, and we learn from our leaders. And what they show to us, we'll show to our students as well.
What do you feel are going to be some of the strengths of your team as this season goes along?
Resilient, wanting to do well, putting the team in front of themselves. Those are the main strengths that we will see.
It seems like those are things that you can't really practice on. It just has to be a mentality that the team has. Is that accurate?
You have it, but you have to instill it every day as well in practice and what you do. And in, when you go through situations and experiences, you bring out that mentality, and you reward that mentality, and you appreciate that mentality.
What do you feel through the first four have been some of the biggest positives that have come out for the team so far?
The first three, obviously, the overtimes were, you know, we weren't going to give up. You know, the very first game, we went down 1-0. Excuse me. And it's always hard to go down. We came back from that. That was excellent. And on the road. And then on the road again and overtime and winning that. And then going on the road again and overtime. Being on the road is hard all the time. And the fact that they're holding up pretty well, they are staying very positive with being on the road and adapting to that.
A little more road action this weekend before you get to be at home, but at least it's a little bit of a shorter trip than what you had to take just down to St. Joseph. But you get a little bit of an MIAA preview, a couple of MIAA opponents in non-conference games. But is that going to be a positive that you do get to see some conference competition before you get into MIAA play?
Absolutely. We'll know where we stand pretty quickly this weekend. And, you know, they're two very good teams. Obviously, Central have won the conference the last couple of years, and Missouri Western have done well in the last 2 years. So, one, we're playing against good teams. Two, we get to be on the road. And three, they're region games, but they're not conference games. The good thing for us is that we can assess, see how we do, see how they do, and then we actually play them towards the end of the season, and we'll know where we are and how, what we need to do to play against them and to get good results against them.
Outside of those two teams, are there other teams in the conference that are going to be strong this year?
You know, the results are kind of all over the place at this moment, as to be expected. Northeastern Oklahoma are doing quite well within the conference, if that's one of the other teams that have been.
Is it tough early in the season sometimes to judge how teams are going to be once you come around to playing them, when there's going to be some time between now and then before you face them?
Yeah, it is. And you don't know their opponents, too. You know, with being in regions and playing teams out of regions, in regions, and some teams are playing against, some conference teams are playing against teams in Oklahoma. We're going up north. So we're playing against different teams, different style of teams. You can't really judge until you actually get into the conference. And we're looking forward to being in conference, actually.
Is the teams you've played so far, are they comparable? Is the play different up north than, say, what you see in the MIAA?
It's not so much different. It's sometimes the different might come in, and you're playing in different environments. We're not always, you know, we're not going to Missouri Western or Central. We're actually going up to Minnesota. We're going to Sioux Falls. We're playing on different surfaces. It's just different experience. You know, the soccer will be the same.
Well, enjoy a little less travel this weekend, good luck in both matches.
Yep, thank you very much.
That is Tracy Hosa, head coach of the Northwest women's soccer team. Again, they match up with Missouri Western on the road and also Central Missouri on Sunday at home at Bearcat Pitch. So make sure you get out to see the Bearcat women's soccer team this weekend. You could actually see both fairly easily, but at the very least at Bearcat Pitch on Sunday. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to Northwest football. Brock Sherman, one of the senior linebackers for Northwest Missouri State, will join us. That'll come your way right after this. You're listening to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We've got another giveaway before we talk Northwest Missouri State football. And the latest giveaway from the student body here in Maryville goes to Nina Turner. So, Nina Turner, if you are still here, yep, there she is. Nina is the latest winner here at the KXCB KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Right here, she's got all the prizes. And we're going to turn our attention to Northwest Missouri State football. As I mentioned a moment ago, senior linebacker Brock Sherman joining us. Brock out of Crete, Nebraska. And Brock, a couple of games in, a couple of Thursday night games. You haven't gotten into the Saturday football routine just quite yet. Talk a little bit about the feel on playing on a Thursday night, say, compared to a Saturday afternoon.
You know, it's a little bit different just going from a Thursday to a Saturday. Those night games, it kind of brings back almost a little high school a little bit with the night game aspects, because you don't play, you know, that many night games in college. So, you know, sometimes you have a little bit shorter of a week, but it's overall, it's not that bad.
So is the biggest difference in the feel the fact that it is a night game, or the fact that it's on a Thursday instead of a Saturday? Which kind of gives you more of a different feel, I guess, in terms of the game?
The both fits a little bit different, because on Thursday games, it's kind of nice because the student body, I feel like, is almost more involved because there's not much going on, so they come to the game. And also, I'd probably say Thursday just in general.
Talk about the play of the defense. It seems to have been very well, obviously, with just one touchdown given up in the first couple of games, and it was a late one last week. But it seems like everything is clicking. What do you feel have been some of the positives, some of the things that you guys are doing well so far?
Everyone's just doing their job. No one's trying to do too much. Everyone's just doing their 111th and doing it at a high level, you know, playing fast, playing physical, and just everyone's really – the best thing about it is everyone's coming to practice really enjoying the process, loving every day, getting better, and it just translates over to the game day.
It seems like sometimes one of the toughest things for a player to do is do their 111th. You have to have a lot of trust in the guys around you. Is that something that's hard to build up to, or is it just there with this program?
No, it definitely, you know, kind of hard to build up, but I think that comes in for the summer when we all stay and we all, you know, are here together pretty much. And we work on, you know, 7-on-7, you know, lifting together. So everyone on the team knows that, you know, I got their back and they got my back.
Talked to Coach Bostwick this morning, and one of the things we talked about was the fact that you don't see a lot of big stats for any one player on the defense, and obviously that's a good thing. You guys are playing well. How does that, for an individual, how do you prepare for that mentally, knowing I may not have huge stats, maybe tough to get all conference, but we're going to win football games?
I mean, ultimate goal is to win the game, so that's the main goal we always focus on. Because, you know, when your D-line is just taking up all these blocks and letting you run free, that's it's a lot better than having them all come at you. And
talk about the importance. You mentioned the D-line. So the guys in front playing well and the guys on the back end, the secondary, when they're playing well, does it just make the game a lot easier for you guys as linebackers when you can trust those guys?
Oh, yeah, because with the DBs, you know, we don't have to worry about the pass game that much, so we can really focus in on the run. And then with our D-line, how, you know, good they've been lately, just taking up blocks. And it, you know, really makes our job really easy.
This coming weekend, you guys are going to see a quarterback that's a little bit different than what you've seen the first couple of weeks. Very mobile, very two-dimensional, can throw the ball real well, but runs. What sort of challenges does that bring when you see a guy that's multifaceted like that?
Tackling, trying to contain him. You know, he's gonna make, you know, some plays because he's a great athlete. He's very shifty, and he always keeps his eyes downfield. That's what he does a good job. He doesn't just take off and run, but he'll get out of the pocket and look for someone deep. So you really have to stay with your man, especially in the back end, because he extends plays, which makes it, you know, very difficult.
I know you guys always want to try to get as much contact on the quarterback as possible, and you know, obviously sacks are big, but even getting hits on them, say after they release the ball, is it kind of a challenge making sure that you get that contact you want, but if he's throwing the ball, trying to make sure that it's legal, that sort of thing?
Yeah, you know, we always want to stay aggressive, don't shy back or anything, but the main thing really is just, you know, technique-wise, just where you hit him, kind of just, you know, make sure that's legal, I guess, and then because, you know, you want to get in that quarterback's head that, you know, the D-line is going to be there, so you want him to get the ball off early. So,
and is it the same with other positions? I mean, obviously you want to hit the quarterback a lot, get in his mind, but is it the same with the running backs and the wide receivers? If you're playing physical, do you get in their heads as well?
I feel like you do a little bit. You know, you're playing physical, just let them know that, you know, it's going to be a long game for them. Nothing's easy, so they're going to have to earn everything they get.
Have you felt those first two games were pretty physical from your standpoint?
Oh, yeah, I feel like that's one of our main things that we've been doing well. We've been playing physical, playing hard. And that's the start of a good defense, I feel like.
Well, Brock, so far, so good. I know you guys have a challenge this weekend. Good luck against Central Missouri.
All right, thank you.
That is Brock Sherman, senior linebacker for Northwest Missouri State. Again, they'll play Central Missouri this coming weekend, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. We'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest football team after this. You're listening to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville. Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features the life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Before we talk with the head coach of the Bearcat football team and Adam Dorr, we have another giveaway here. Joe Ryan is a winner. So Joe receives a golf tee set, a Bearcat golf tee set. So Joe, you're a winner. Let's come over and see Karen here to our left and pick up your golf tee set. So congratulations to Joe. And again, with us is Adam Dorrell, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team. And, AD, a couple good wins under your belt to start the season here.
Yeah, thanks, John. I appreciate it. Yeah, we've, you know, we're doing some good things right now. Obviously, we feel like there's some areas we can improve upon, but I just, you know, both games you look, I feel like we played harder than our opponent. I feel like our kids are working really hard to get better each and every week. You know, I told him that as a coach and as a player, you should have a lot of confidence when you've done everything you can from Sunday going into a game. With the amount of work our guys are putting in, I mean, you can't ask for anything more. You just got to go out and play hard and have fun. And but, yeah, I'm real pleased with our kids and the effort they're putting forth right now and just their attitude and their approach.
You were mentioning after that first game against Nebraska Kearney, you always feel like the biggest improvements are from week one to week two. Do you feel like you made that kind of a stride into the Missouri Southern game?
Yeah, we did. We feel like we really executed at a higher level in all three phases. You know, obviously the place that was disappointing is the penalties. And, you know, we've talked about that all week and just trying to get rid of the pre-snap penalties and the late hits. But that was really the only area. We wanted to see more improvement in the penalty area, and it didn't happen. But the other phases as far as executing, we certainly got better.
I know, AD, one of the things we talked about a little bit earlier this week just deals with, it seems like this is a very hungry team you've got out there. They really enjoy the competition among themselves, and they're just coming out and ready to play.
Yeah, they are. It's been fun group to coach, and like I said to you earlier in the week, we went into this week. There's probably anywhere from, you know, 7 to 9 guys that were not going to travel, you know. So it's basically you're talking 14 to 18 guys that were fighting it out for 7 to 8 spots on the bus. And so anytime you're getting that type of competition each week in practice, it certainly makes it interesting and entertaining and a lot of fun.
Always have the family atmosphere. You've got guys really battling each other. Is that a tough balance to keep that family feel when you got brothers going after each other for playing time?
Yeah, I think it can be a problem at some programs. I think our guys are, you know, I think we do a good job as a program, as coaches, as upperclassmen of getting it through to the young guys to be unselfish. That's one of our core values. And you know, I think our kids buy into that earlier. They usually, honestly, they usually don't stay around. And so, yeah, it's fun, but our guys do it the right way and they handle it the right way. And you know, I always talk about there's a difference between being disappointed and discouraged. You know, discouraged people get bad attitudes and quit working hard, and disappointed people just, they refocus for next week and they try again. So that's what I've seen so far from our group.
And Matt talked to you, Brock, just a little bit about this as well. But when you come through the Bearcat program, you really have to put aside your individual goals to a certain degree and some of the honors that they come at the end of the season due to the team winning. And you see them really come together as a team more than maybe some other
teams. Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you, John. And you know, we never talk about those individual accolades. The only thing I ever say to the kids is I tell them that, you know, since I've been at Northwest Missouri State as an assistant and as a head coach, I've never seen one of our guys not get all conference that was supposed to in my mind. And, you know, I've always felt like our coaches in our league, I feel like we do things the right way with integrity. You know, we've been lucky the last few years, had some real good teams. I think we do a good job of not running up the score late in the game. I think we play a lot of guys. I think the other team looks at that and understands that we get some guys that aren't even playing the third and fourth quarter. And so it just all goes into you got to trust your coaches, and if you do that stuff all takes care of itself. But it's certainly a unique dynamic in nowadays in student athletes, because you know, I've got friends that coach at a lot of other places, and I know it's not like that there.
We talk about attitude, mentality, things like that. How much of that is determined, or how much of that work in the recruiting process before you even get them on campus? Obviously, you don't want to try to change attitude. You try to find that ahead of time.
Yeah, we do. There's some things that we go into in recruiting, and just our approach with the number of people that we talk to at the high school, not just the coach, you know, we try to find the guidance counselor and talk to him, principal, somebody random, you know, that he's not expecting that type of questions. Talk to opposing coaches in the league if you can, you know, just things of that nature. We always try to get a second source or an outside source on their character, because to me it all starts there. If a kid's got good character and was raised well, we always feel like we can mold the rest of it.
Yeah, I imagine you can find the athletic ability, but the character is the biggest part that comes into a winning program.
Yeah, it is, you know, and it's, you know, we've done well recruiting, I think, and it seems to happen every year, one or two kids in a class, we get into the recruiting process and we start digging in there and just find some things we don't like. And, you know, the thing I'm proud of is we stick to our guns on that. You know, we stick to what we believe in, and we stick to our core values, and we stick to what we want, and we don't vary. You know, if another team in the league's going to take them, so be it. But, you know, that's what I'm proud of. And it's not just me. It's our coaches. And we don't ever get in an argument, well, he's going to go, you know, here or there. It doesn't matter. He's not. He doesn't fit what we want.
I know coming in with just 9 seniors with fans, there's some nervousness about, well, what are we going to see, that sort of thing. It looks like offensively you've had some guys. You've got guys that you expected to perform, but you've had some guys really step up and play well to help bring the offense along.
Yeah, they have. And, you know, we were cautiously optimistic, but it goes back to the work thing. You know, they've worked so hard in the spring and the summer, being together, working together, that we were confident in them as coaches, and I think they were confident in each other. But again, you start looking at the paper, you know, no catches, no game experience. And certainly I feel like we've had a lot of kids, especially at receiver, in my mind, exceed expectations a little bit up to this point. And now obviously there's a lot of football to be played left, and you know, nothing against the other two teams we played, but certainly we're going to play teams with a little bit more experience and you know, bit better athletically than those two teams. And so, you know, we've got a lot left to do. But right now it's encouraging, because I feel like we've grown as a team, and our confidence level, especially in the passing game, I feel like is improved.
You talked about the receivers. You've got a lot of young receivers that I think fans are going to really enjoy watching what they can bring out on the field each week.
Absolutely. I feel like we've got a lot of team speed in general, and really at the receiver position. You know, we've just had some dynamic slot receivers that we haven't had in a while, and it's fun. You can do a lot of things with them, and, you know, we've got a couple quarterbacks that are converted to slot players, and there's a lot of tools we have right now, and it's fun, and it's challenging trying to design ways to get them all on the field.
Looking on the defensive side of the ball, that defensive line seems to have been a great starting point for what looks to potentially be a very solid defense this year.
Yeah, it has. Just feel good about them and the starting four. And then, you know, I think Rich would tell you, you know, he pushes his guys to the limits. And I feel good, because I feel like, again, the backups took a step forward last week and got better. But certainly we feel like our starting four defensive line, you know, we feel good about them. They work well together. They play hard. I think they're physical, a physical group, and I think they're good dynamic as far as their run stoppers, but they're also talented enough they can rush the passer, and they're intelligent football players too.
And one of the things that seems to stand out too is it just kind of wore down the opposing offensive line the last two games as well, where in that second half you're getting a lot of hits on the quarterback or just pressuring the quarterback, I think just because you're throwing so many guys at them on that defensive line.
Yeah, I agree, and not just there, but in all our phases we've been fortunate to, you know, have that depth and develop that depth. That I agree with you. I think if you look at both films, week one and week two, I think if you really look mid-third quarter, I think you really see us take hold. I think you see the other team start missing some tackles, whereas we're not. You know, we've got fresh guys in there, and so it's been fun.
You were talking on the line about guys playing together and knowing what the other is doing. How important is that on the D-line? What are some of the things you can do when you've got guys that have played together a lot on the D-line?
Well, there's a lot you can do. It starts with film study and those guys having a plan. But, you know, I know Rich gives them a lot of freedom on the field to do some of their own things within his scheme, you know, what he wants to do. But that's not easy to do. We do a lot of things based on the formation of the offense. And so, again, you know, he's given them the flexibility to go out there and, you know, get into certain fronts over and under, to run certain blitzes, the games, things of that nature. And But you have to have experience, you have to have trust, and you have to have kids that know what they're doing to do that stuff. So it's fun to watch.
And I think the secondary stepped up, especially in the Missouri Southern game. You got some guys that were doing some good things out there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we feel like, again, that was a group that maybe was going to be some question mark. Obviously, we've been so fortunate with the Dixons and then, you know, Travis Mannings and guys like that in our football program. But, you know, I feel like Inyard's playing good football right now, and Berg and Eddie Ritchie and Jack Young. And I've been pleased with Najim Hossein and Anthony Lane, a true freshman. You know, Trenton Alley, it's a group by committee, and they're playing well together, and they're a good group. They get along well together, and they work really hard.
How have you felt special teams have gone so far?
Good. I've been very pleased with our special teams. Obviously, we opened last week with the KOR, and it was clearly a clip. You know, we got to be smarter in the block. But I think you saw Sean and Shakori, and then I think you've seen the punt returns. And we just feel like we have a little bit of a dynamic element that we haven't had in a while. You know, we blocked a punt week one, and you go back and you watch the film. Eddie Ritchie really got a piece of the punt last week on their punter. It didn't look like that in the game, but he gets a piece. So you know, it just scooted off, and I think it was a 20-yard punt. So I mean, we blocked two punts basically in 2 weeks. We really pressured that field goal up at Kearney. And so we feel good about what we're doing right now. Where we got to improve on special team is just the placement of our kickoffs. And they've been a little sporadic, and we challenged both our kickers, and they've responded. They've had a real good week of practice.
Again, we're talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell. When we come back with AD, we will talk about the next matchup coming up, Central Missouri, Saturday afternoon down in Warrensburg. That's coming up as the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show continues from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers a selection of new automobiles and pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatechryslerdodgejeepram.com or 660-582-3677.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville. Across from Walmart, Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. We're at nvb.com. or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're joined by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell, as I get ready for Central Missouri. And, AD, before we talk about Central Missouri, we're talking during that last break about the noontime basketball league that a lot of the coaches play in. And we see Austin Meyer over to our right. He had kind of a rough week in the basketball league. And I know it's something you kind of stay away from during football season anyway.
We had an unfortunate accident in the athletic department this week, so our hearts go out to Austin Meyer. I know he's already getting ready to get rolling so he can get back on his rehab and get moving, but bad deal.
Yeah. I don't know how you guys recruit people to play noon ball, because with the stories and the injuries that come out of those games, man,
well,
it's pretty scary.
There's not a lot of recruiting. It's those guys and Joel, they all play. If they need fill-ins, they ask me and Marshall to come play. So really not a lot of recruiting. We're just in the winter they ask us to play if they need a ninth and tenth guy. Competitive games though, you should stop.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah. I can imagine.
Yeah, Coach McCollum in there, boy.
Yeah.
Him and AP get going after it. So,
well, you know, a lot of that group did pretty well in the summer league.
They won the Cornhuskers state games again, I think, for the third straight year. So. It's an athletic department, mostly.
That's good. So this weekend, you got a matchup against Central Missouri. And as you kind of mentioned a little bit ago, obviously a team that doesn't have a brand-new coach, you know, that has been able to recruit to what they want to do, that sort of thing. So the competition level will go up. I know it's harder to prepare for those games, but is it a little bit more exciting going into matchups like that, knowing it's really going to be competitive?
Well, I definitely think it heightens your awareness as a football program. You know, that's going to be a great atmosphere. You know, I was just perusing through some stuff, reading, and they're expecting a huge crowd. You know, it's a loud venue to play in, the way that bowl. And it's going to be a huge challenge for us. They're a very athletic group, like they always are. You know, they've got a lot of team speed, and you look at what they're doing, and their kids play really hard. And so it's going to be a big challenge Saturday. And so it's something we've tried to talk about, just to get our kids ready for the atmosphere. And I don't know if you ever can fully get them ready for it, but we've certainly tried to do that.
When you look at the roster, too, you've got a lot of guys that have played for Coach Sobota now 3-4 years now coming into the program, where this is kind of his core group here he's got coming in.
Yeah, it seems like it is. Absolutely. It seems like it's his core group. And you know, I just go back and watch week one when they played Missouri Western. And, you know, they left some points out there that I'm sure they felt like they should have scored. I thought they played really well in that game in all three phases. And so, you know, it's going to be the best team we've played this year. That's, I don't think, any question.
You were mentioning earlier this week you felt like this quarterback you're going to see on Saturday is one of the better ones that you may see even all year in the MIAA.
Yeah, I think he's a true dual threat quarterback. I think he runs really well. He seems to have a real high football IQ, and you know, the thing you'll see, well, hopefully you don't see him complete, but he's got a big arm, and they've got a really good receiver, number one, and he understands when he gets single coverage, and he goes that way. But he throws a very, very good deep ball, and it's just, I don't know, in my years of coaching, some quarterbacks can do that and some can't, and he throws a very good deep ball.
What are some of the challenges against a quarterback such as this that has some experience and is, also has a running threat as well as such a good arm? What are some of the keys you want to try to do to slow him down?
Well, I think the big thing, John, is you got to try to keep him in the pocket. You can't do foolish things and lose contain on him, because, again, he senses that really well. And when he knows you've lost contain, man, he'll take it off, tuck and take off running. So that's the first challenge. I think the second one is, I think you got to mix up your looks and try to give him some different things that don't let him get comfortable. And, again, it's all, like we've said each week, it's not always about sacking him. It's at least getting around him, getting in his vision, making, resetting his clock. So those are some of the things that we're going to try to do.
When you have to mix up looks like that, well, what we talked about earlier, the experience of guys playing with each other, does it make it a little bit easier for you to do that defensively?
Yeah, it does. I think what it does is it allows you to widen your playbook, defensive playbook, a little bit going into the week, and you certainly have to with a kid like that. Otherwise, you know, you line up in the same thing every time. He's veteran enough and he's headsy enough that he's going to make you pay.
When you look at what they're offering defensively, what are some of the things that stand out with the Mules defense right now?
Speed. You know, I think they're got quality speed in the back end. I think their D-line's really good. I think they play with their hands well. You know, you look at Missouri Western, and Missouri Western tries to mash you up front, and, you know, they've got a good offensive line, and I thought Central held their own right in there the whole time. The smart team, they don't get out-leveraged. You know, you try to do some stuff formationally to them, but they seem to get lined up well. When they do blitz, they've got some erotic blitzes, you know, and they're good at dialing up pressure. And so they do a good job of mixing that in, you know, when they're playing base and bringing pressure.
When you go into a game like this and you know it's got the potential to be close, does it seem like in that week of preparation the guys are just more on point, knowing they've got to have everything down pat?
Yeah, I think so. The attention to detail seems to be more than maybe a normal week. But, you know, our challenge is just we are who we are and we know what we are, and I feel good about that. And I feel like our kids know they have a huge challenge. We have a huge challenge in front of us, and, you know, we need to do what we do best. And we've been on the attack mode the first 2 weeks, and, you know, that's what we're going to go down there and try to do again, just stay on the attack, stay hungry, never get too high, never get too low, make adjustments on the sideline, learn at halftime. And I feel like the communication's been really good as a coaching staff and as a football team. And, you know, in games like that, I think that's very crucial too.
And how much of a key when you go into a game like this? You talked about the penalties and things. I would imagine those are the type of things that make or break a team in a game like this.
Huge, John. I mean, field position in a game like this will be it's priceless. And so, you know, it's again, it's something we've tried to talk about without overdoing it, but we can't have dumb pre-snap penalties. We can't be at first and 15 because of a false start, or give them a first and 5 because of an offsides. And, you know, we've really tried to talk about that so much where I don't think we can talk about it anymore. But, you know, field position in a game like this is just going to be huge. It's going to be huge, and we've got to try to be better than we have been the first 2 weeks with that.
Moving into Saturdays now, will it be nice to kind of get into the normal routine?
It is. I don't, you know, those Thursday night deals, those are, I think they're good for the crowd and they get people excited. You know, we like college football because it's played on Saturday. And I think we're the earliest game in the MIAA, I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
And we're at 1:30 and they're usually 1. But, yeah, I am. I said that to our staff today. I said, I'm so excited. We're going through the schedule. And you look at Saturday morning, man, we get up and have pregame. You know, we're staying up in Blue Springs. You jump on the bus, drive 50 minutes into Warrensburg, get off the bus, get taped up about 50 minutes, and then we start heading out in the field. So it's going to hit fast, and we've talked about that a little bit. So we got to, everybody's got to get their motors running a little bit earlier than they have these last two games.
And there's really something about college football on Saturday afternoons that's very special.
It is. It is. You know, I think they're going to be just like us. I think everybody's supposed to get storms around here tomorrow. And I think the last somebody, one of my guys told me, I think it was supposed to be around 75 degrees at kickoff in Warrensburg. And you know, great crowd. You can't ask for anything more. I know we'll have a lot of rowdy Bearcat fans there. And it's exciting, and it's, I don't know, pinch yourself that they pay you to do this. So it's a lot of fun.
It's something to look forward to.
It is, absolutely.
Sure. Yep.
All right, well, AD, thanks a lot for being with us on the show here tonight, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell. We'll come back and wrap things up from this edition of the KXEV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV, KRW Bearcat Coaches Show as we wrap things up. Matt, should be a fun weekend. All the sports are involved either near Maryville or you look at tennis, they're all the way down to Texas at Wichita Falls, taking part in a very big tennis tournament down there. But a lot of action going on, and the highlight of it's going to be Bearcat football on Saturday afternoon.
That's absolutely right. Like Coach and Brock were talking about, the excitement level for this weekend, very high. That we know in Warrensburg, the atmosphere is always really neat, really fun to be a part of. So hopefully fans will be able to get down there and enjoy that and take that in, because it'll be a fun Saturday afternoon. I hadn't looked at the weather, so when Coach talks about it being 75 at kickoff, man, that's perfect. That'll be just right.
No doubt about it. And if you can't make it to Warrensburg, you can follow it on KXCV KRNW with our Bearcat Game Day pregame show at 12:30. It's a 1:30 kickoff from Warrensburg on Saturday afternoon. My thanks to everyone involved with our program here tonight on the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're back with another show next Thursday evening, same time at 6 o'clock. For Matt Gordon and also Karen Lawrence, to my left are our coaches and players involved with our program tonight. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
And you have been listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show right here on Public Radio, coming to you from the campus of Northwest Missouri State University. We are 90.5 FM KXCV Maryville, Missouri, and 88.9 KRNW Chillicothe. You can also find us streaming on the web at www.kxcv.org. We are currently under a severe thunderstorm watch until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. That is included for the following counties here in Missouri. That is Adair County, Andrew County, Atchison County, Buchanan County, Caldwell County, Clinton, Davies, DeKalb, Gentry, Grundy County, Harrison,